Send a movie idea.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules here at the Dream Factory are oh so simple. We can discuss as many film ideas as we like, sent in by you, the listener, but only one can be taken through to the next stage, where it will be bought for the small sum of £1.5 million and sent to a jungle in the Australian outback. I'm Joel, a man who puts the ursh into Bush Tucker trial. And across from me, it's John Harris, a man who, because he's French, I assume, just eats witchetty grubs for breakfast every day anyway. Hi, John.
Delicious. They're a delicacy in the south of France.
Ah, le grub witchetty. Oh la la, j'adore le grub witchetty.
I didn't know you were fluent.
Pretty good. I've actually got like a, Do you know what? I'm on a 511-day streak on Duolingo.
In French?
And I would say my French has improved 3%.
Hey!
Or should I say 3%.
The phrases are really weird, aren't they?
Ah, le cheval dans le jardin.
Yeah.
Ah, oui, oui. Ah, oui, oui.
If a horse comes into your garden, then you'll be able to tell a French neighbour.
I'll be able to say what's happening in French. Yeah, I remain completely unconvinced that little green owl is helping me in any way, shape or form.
I think we've all come to the conclusion that he's objectively evil, right?
Yeah, maybe that's probably why I keep doing it. Also, it's got, sometimes you're just translating sentences that are about Duo. It's like, here's how you say Duo is a green owl having a sandwich.
I thought you could say,
well, this is too weird. This is too involved.
Here's how you say the 50% off Black Friday deal for Duolingo Plus is a bargain.
Ah, oh, good stuff. Anyway, you're on, what, I wonder what day streak you're on of learning French. Probably like
20 or 30.
15,000?
Yeah.
It's pretty good, man.
Right. Should we make some films?
Le cinéma.
Perfect. What about this one from Sophie? Quiche Lorraine, man. Dustin Hoffman can tell you everything about the iconic French tart.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. So he walks into a bakery. He immediately knows how many quiches are behind the counter.
Yeah, and how many eggs are in each quiche. And, you know.
Oh, that's really fun. I don't know if this is a matter of public record and whether we should say this on the podcast, but I came to your firstborn's first birthday?
Yes.
Christening? What was it?
It was a mixture of things, but it was his first birthday.
First birthday. And your mum, I think, am I right in saying she made 9 quiches for the occasion?
You're not far off. She made enough quiche for us all.
It was amazing. It was so exciting. I've just never been near so much quiche. And I really, really off the top of my head, I know of 3 quiches. And your mum's got like a quiche encyclopedia.
She's making quiches
that no one's ever even considered. She was making, you know, some sort of tuna quiche, a sweet quiche.
Oh, don't like the sound of sweet quiche.
She's the quiche queen.
You get like custard tarts, I guess. That's sort of a sweet quiche.
Where does the custard tart end and the quiche begin? It's important. When heat's applied?
No, because like
if you put a custard tart. No, John, I think you're fine. If you put a custard tart in the oven for long enough, it becomes a quiche.
Okay. Okay.
That's just science.
That's science. Wow.
Custard never. No.
I don't know maybe, much about.
Maybe cut out what I'm about to say, but custard, at no point does custard become cheese, does it?
No. Ooh.
No.
Oh, you stumped me as well. What? Not by the application of heat, just by time, right?
Just sort of, yeah.
Not the herb.
By effort. Just by sheer will.
I know things. I do know how things are made, generally speaking, but it does blow my mind that butter is just made by, sort of swishing cream around until it stops being cream and starts to become butter.
I know. And what do you know what's even madder is no one's gone beyond butter to find out what happens next. There's a guy out there who's been churning for 100 years, waiting to see what happens next. That's actually why the original reason they built the Large Hadron Collider, because I think it was actually... it was the guys at Kerrygold that funded quite a lot of the manufacturing of the Large Hadron Collider, is they planned to use it as the world's fastest and most powerful butter churn so they could discover what exists beyond butter. But it kept getting stuck in the mechanism, so they had to abandon it.
Also, beyond butter sort of sounds like Lidl's knockoff. I can't believe it's not butter, doesn't it?
It does.
I don't know much about Rain Man, I'm afraid. I just imagine it's probably quite insensitive nowadays.
Yeah. What's the peril? What situation would you be in where you'd need to immediately know the contents and quality and variation of a quiche? Do you wake up and you Freaky Friday into Paul Hollywood's body?
That would be good. But maybe it's not just quiches. He's called Quiche Lorraine Man because it was the first thing he did it with. But actually, he can sort of, by looking at a meal, he can sort of identify every single ingredient instantly.
Yeah.
So he goes to KFC, he's getting the Big Mac sauce, he's consuming all of the sort of iconically, in inverted commas, secret recipes and bring them out to the public.
Yeah.
And so it's just big corporations trying to take him down.
Nice. That's actually, I'm into that. I'd love to know the secrets.
There we go. I know that there is no ketchup in Big Mac sauce. So if you're trying to make a fake Big Mac sauce, do not put ketchup in it.
What makes it pink? Flesh. Human flesh.
Yeah, it's human flesh.
Isn't there a guy in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory that's like an infiltrator? Is that right? In some sort of Wonka lore, he's got a rival, right? And I'm pretty sure the rival infiltrates to find out some secret recipes. Maybe that's how it's going down. Maybe Pepsi hire this guy to get in there at Coca-Cola.
Don't.
But they wouldn't. I mean, he would just have to drink from a can. He wouldn't need to go into the headquarters, would he? Because the recipe is the recipe. Pepsi wouldn't really need to, infiltrate. They could just send him to a corner shop.
That's true.
Send him to a Londis.
As a man who doesn't drink caffeine, just a helpful piece of information, listeners. If you ever want a caffeine-free beverage, Pepsi Max caffeine-free is infinitely better than Diet Coke caffeine-free. There you go.
Great.
Have you got
this podcast brought to you by the good guys at Pepsi Max?
Have you got a film idea?
Maximum flavor. What's that, John?
Sorry. No, I know you need to do the call to action. Head to
your nearest Pepsi shop and buy 9 Pepsis on us. That's Pepsi. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't got the script in front of me. Yeah, they said you can improvise. Right. How about this one from Matt? The mind of a Cockney is implanted into a pirate. Avatar.
Avatar.
It's a double pun. You've got Avit from the Cockney. You've got R from the pirate.
Is it unfair for me to say that Cockneys and pirates sort of take the same area of real estate in my brain? They're sort of like, there's a lot of cheeky chappiness. Sort of jumping around.
Yeah,
they
were such cheeky guys, the pirates.
Well, they weren't, but they've been portrayed as cheeky chappies ever since.
I think what's missing from most pirate media is the fact that most of the bad pirates were from Bristol.
Mm.
So they're more sort of, all right, my lover.
It's because you haven't got...
We're commanding your ship.
You haven't got...
Which is much better.
We haven't got many ports in London. That's the issue here.
Arr. We haven't got any ports. So it'd all be operating out the Thames flood barrier.
I like that, though. He's a pirate who is on a barge. So he's managed to go all the way down the Thames.
Canal.
He's gone all the way down to the Thames into the sea, and he's got this little tiny canal boat, and he's going up against pirate ships in a little canal boat.
Do you know what I'd like to see, John? You know when you were mobbed by children in Stevenage because they were trying to do the trade up YouTube challenge?
Yes. Still haven't seen the results.
I'm still waiting for you to see yourself on a Mr. Beast video soon. You won't believe what this bearded old man traded us for an animal cracker. Old man talks to children outside Stevenage Station, offering them biscuits. I would like to see a man, an upstart pirate, who begins in a small rowing boat, trying to commandeer larger and larger boats until he has the world's biggest cruise liner under his control.
I love it. That feels like a video game as well. There's something video gamey about that.
Yeah. So he rows up alongside, I don't know, a two-man rowing boat. and he commandeers it. And then eventually he upgrades to a barge, a yacht, and he's just going around getting into bigger and bigger and bigger boats.
What's the biggest jump of boat you think you could commandeer from one to another?
Yes, good question. I had a very brief flirtation with some sort of sailing club when I was a kid.
Mm.
In my parents, when I was very young, sent me to every club. I think in the hope that I would find my passion.
Or the thing that would make them millionaires.
More importantly. And one of the things was a local sailing club run from St. Mary's Island in Medway. And it was pretty low rent. It was kind of like, a sailing club makes it sound pretty exotic. That makes it sound like I was jetting off to Cannes and wearing a lovely white outfit. It was in a sort of locked off square of water. I don't really know what you'd call that because it's man-made. It wasn't very big. It was full of jellyfish. My abiding memory is that it was just full of jellyfish. You know, like the friendly little guys that live in the UK?
Oh, yeah. They're like Pixar jellyfish.
People don't really talk about the fact that there's actually millions of jellyfish surrounding us at all times in the UK.
It's like rats.
And if you go to a beach or like your local reservoir, there'll just be jellyfish flopped up onto the shore. And no one really, I don't know, people just don't really talk about it. Like people don't consider the jellyfish one of the key animals of the United Kingdom in a way that maybe they should. Anyway, what was I saying? There was this sailing club and it was...
You're going to commandeer a bigger boat?
I tried at one point to leap from one of the boats to the other boats. A large problem, you might find this hard to believe, about these clubs that I used to go to is that I used to get quite bored quite quickly and then do a really stupid thing and then never go to the club again. Example one, there was a climbing club and I just climbed up the big wall without a harness while I was waiting for everyone else to get their harnesses on. And I climbed up the big wall and everyone thought I was going to die. And then I got told off and I never went back to that club. Then the sailing thing, I tried to leap from one boat to another boat and then I got smacked in the back of the head by the boom of the thing. And so all I can really remember from that is a little man in a boat chugging out to come and drag me out of the water and tell me off. And then I didn't go back to that club. So what am I saying? No, I've tried to commandeer a boat and failed.
Okay.
What were your childhood clubs?
Do you know what, Joel? I'm depressed to inform you.
We've done childhood clubs. Fuck's sake.
We've done childhood clubs.
Make one up.
Tiddlywinks.
Good. You got kicked out.
I got scouted.
For being too reckless.
I got scouted for county, but I just didn't really want to live that life.
It's too much pressure, isn't it? Mm. There were much bigger and older boys at county level at that point. You were a young prodigy.
The thumbs on some of those kids, it was unreal.
They didn't nurture your talent. The thumbs, unbelievable. You would have to use your entire fist. You took a big comedy prop thumb.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Right. Would you like one from my son, my 2-year-old son?
Yes.
he doesn't know this is technical.
This is good stuff, John. If he starts cranking out ideas, we don't even need the listeners anymore.
The other night he sang to himself Twinkle Twinkle Chocolate Bar, and I thought, that's a Dream Factory idea.
That is a Dream Factory. What, I just imagine you, what did you just say?
Scribbling down. And what happens next?
Have you got him on tape saying the film idea?
No, should I do that next time?
I think you should.
All right, I will do that next time, listener, if my son comes up with another pun-based idea. So yeah, Twinkle Twinkle Chocolate Bar, is it about a special chocolate bar that makes you go to sleep? Is it about a star that is a chocolate bar? What's the plot of Twinkle? There's not much to the plot of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
I think it's Elon Musk mission to Mars. They haven't, in classic Elon Musk Tesla fashion, there's one fundamental mistake they've made. They haven't packed any rations whatsoever. All there is one large chocolate bar that they're breaking off square by square. And then one morning they wake up and the entire chocolate bar has been eaten.
And obviously, it was an admin error and someone misread. They saw the mission to Mars and they thought the mission needed a massive Mars.
It's just a giant Mars bar that they're all chewing on. That's good stuff. Mission to Mars.
Very good. What about this one from Styx, aka Martin? Actually, on this subject, it's a Christmas film. I would say, as of now, listeners, you are welcome. The floodgates,
open the floodgates
for Christmas ideas. Let's do it. Ding
dong. We'll do the big Christmas special.
Ding dong merrily on high noon. A sheriff must decide between his wife or his choir. It's good, isn't it?
In what circumstance? It's just not a decision you're faced with regularly. I can't imagine the choir. Or maybe, does he spend so much time singing in the choir, the wife's like, it's me or the choir?
Yeah, that's like, but then it's, I'm not sure how, I feel like there needs to be more cowboy stuff in this film. It just sounds like a sort of
drama.
Well,
maybe the choir is actually a gang of outlaws that he's in. He's double timing as the sheriff, but he's in a gang of outlaws called the Choir Boys.
But crucially,
and they dress up as choir boys and then they go on raids.
But crucially, they are incredible at singing.
Absolutely amazing at singing.
So they, you know, what is it? Like, lungs of gold, hearts of darkness.
That's the saying. And they ride into town on the premise that they're going to perform a lovely carol concert in a local church. And then halfway through, you know, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, guns just flip out of the gowns that they're wearing and they shoot the place up.
And they've got like minions who have been like raiding all the houses whilst the whole town has come to see the concert.
Yes, that's good stuff, man.
And so the wife finds out and says it's the choir boys or me.
Yeah.
And he picks the choir nice. Boys and continues his life.
Continues his life and crying. The good, the bad, and the ugly. How about this one from Oscar? Poo fast, poo furious.
Always. Poos are funny.
Poos are fun. The Rock and Vin Diesel, two rival plumbers. And it's who can get to the call out the quickest.
I definitely watch that, I think. Yeah.
Insane car chases in their little like Pimlico plumber vans through London town.
But I think crucially, to really live up to the name, one of them pranks the other one by giving them diuretics.
Nice. Very good.
So he has to build the toilet to shit in it.
And then poo in it.
That's good stuff.
That's a bit like you when you edit this podcast. How about this one from Andy?
Go on.
Ferris Bueller's Day Glow. After his previous adventures in truancy, Ferris is forced by Mr. Rooney to wear a day glow high visibility vest to better keep an eye on his whereabouts. Can Ferris still look cool and have fun on his day off? But
no.
The thing is, the possibility for hijinks are massively increased when you wear high vis.
Oh, that's the famous
more
thing,
hijinks,
isn't it?
More high vis. Because you can just go anywhere you like. Have you seen those videos of people that they just get into insane places by wearing high vis and carrying around a clipboard? Like there's those guys who just walked into the London Stadium and then climbed onto the roof. I think you can, if you wear high vis, you can basically get into any festival in the world. There was that guy who was president of Bolivia for 6 months because he walked into the president's office in a high vis. John, don't you remember?
What is the most sort of...
I reckon you could pilot a plane.
I would say high vis doesn't denote the seniority required to be pilot of a plane, but yeah, he has to, because he does a parade at the end of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, so he has to one up that, and maybe it is sort of coming out the middle of the Super Bowl halftime show or something
with a clipboard and high vis. That'd be quite a good bit for the start of the Super Bowl show.
Yeah, and then he starts like whacking his pen on the pad. It's like stomp.
Yeah, nice, because... and everyone can definitely hear that in the stadium that seats 120,000 people.
He goes up to a microphone. Lady Gaga's waiting to perform.
Yeah, he goes up to a microphone. He's whacking his clipboard and pen. Before you know it, it's like a full high... Yeah, it's stomp. There's 200 people in high vis. And they're spelling out Ferris.
And like the security are about to run out to grab him, and the pop star who's supposed to be performing is like, no, let him cook. I want to see what happens.
Nice.
There we go.
Hey, John, how about this one from me? Shall we do ours? Shall
yes,
I do
please.
Me? No Country for Cold Men. It's one of those 90-minute, one-location thrillers. You know, like Phone Booth or the one where I think Ryan Reynolds was in a grave? No, that's
buried.
Not right. But there was... Pardon?
Yeah, buried. It is Ryan Reynolds, right? Buried.
That's that. That's that, but it's in a sauna.
No Country for Cold Men.
You go into a sauna, you shut the door behind you. And the thing about a sauna is you probably don't notice for 20 minutes when you've had your sauna time. And you go to try the door and it's locked shut. It's kind of Final Destination vibes as well, I guess. That feels like a Final Destination trap, doesn't it? Does someone get slammed in a sunbed?
Almost certainly. And that's really good. Because at first that feels quite pleasant. And so that is a horrible way to die. Something that seems like quite sort of pleasant.
I bet it would take ages as well.
Oh, absolutely.
How long to die in a sauna?
Anyone got the answer ready?
Well, people are saying here 3 to 4 minutes, but I'll be honest, I've been in saunas for longer than that. Am I a superhuman? Here we go. I'll use the internet's most useful question and answer forum, Quora. It depends on factors.
Yeah, well, we know that, but give us a ballpark, Quora.
They're saying a few hours.
Oh, really? It's as quick as that?
I guess so. I guess all your
comes out.
Moisture's being sucked up, isn't it?
On the subject of Quora, that's actually a good segue to my one. My one is Madame Web. All the web browser mascots, including Jeeves, Mr. Bing, DuckDuckGo Duck, and Madame Web, who is, for the sake of this film, is also a browser, team up to destroy Google.
It's good. The Avengers of internet services no one uses. I mean, does Bing even have a mascot?
No.
And they thwart Google. I like it.
Yeah, to be fair, I'm not sure how it works because there's literally no defeating Google. The year is 2023. There is nobody can defeat Google. Google is unbeatable. So it's a sad film. They just sort of get crushed.
It's a sad film. Google stamps them down. They will die. Well done, John. I think it would be absolutely despicable if we chose anything other than your sweet, sweet two-year-old son's film idea. So the winner this week is Avatar from Matt, the film about a mind of a Cockney being implanted in a pirate.
Perfect.
Thanks so much for coming. We'll be here same time next week. Well done, John.
Well done, Joe. Have you consumed...
How are you doing?
All good. Oh, sorry for... I'm on behalf of Joel, I'm apologising for not being here last week because Joel was in Ireland and he forgot.
I was in Ireland. I sort of forgot about how time worked. And I don't know. I just sort of thought we'd record one without me really having to think about how that would happen or when it would happen or where it would happen. Joel, I just thought it was confident enough it would happen.
You just wake up on the Wednesday morning and an episode was out. You don't remember recording it.
Yeah, I kind of thought that's what... I thought that would be it. I thought it would be fine. I thought you'd cobble something together from the offcuts. No, we did a tour. My other podcast in my life, The Guardian's Football Weekly. We had a big live tour and it was lots of fun.
Oh, amazing. And how many people after the show's coming up to you saying, are you Joel from Dream Factory?
It's getting out of hand now. It's getting ridiculous. I had to sign 3 chests.
Good.
People brought huge
chest of drawers
treasure chests with them. That's quite a good gag where you sign my chest and then they just wheel out a big old IKEA. It's good stuff,
well,
man.
You've been busy touring, so I assume you haven't had much time to consume stuff.
I haven't seen a single second of pop culture things that are happening. So, John, enlighten me. What have you seen? What have you done?
Well, I've got quite a few things, but I always feel like I'm going to run out. So I'm just going to say podcast this week and then I'll leave TV to next week. There's one called Walter's War, which is by Tortoise.
Oh, yeah.
Tortoise is sort of always killing it at the minute. They have a feed called Tortoise Investigates. Just subscribe to that. Usually really good stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's about this guy who's part of the sort of industrial military complex and whether he is who he says he is. I'll tell you what, there's an investigative podcast about him. Spoiler, he probably isn't. And the other one I'm really like is, you know, Rob Reiner, the guy who directed like Spinal Tap and The Princess Bride and stuff.
Yeah.
His other passion in life is the JFK conspiracy theory.
No way.
So there's a podcast called Who Killed JFK? And
it's Rob Reiner. That's really cool.
So yeah, I mean, I know that there's a famous sort of conspiracy. I didn't realize sort of how insane it is. So it's definitely a fascinating
I'm give
listen.
That a listen.
Really good listen.
Amazing. Thanks, John. Well done, John.
Thank you, Joe. Let's get out of here.
I think we had a good time. I hope you had a good time. And we'll see you for another good time, another time next Wednesday. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.